And I'm going to have to live up to the name of the ministry. The name of the ministry is Agape Love, Word, Prayer, and Faith, Family Ministry. And agape love is the love of God. It's not conditional love. It's unconditional love. Agape means I love you no matter what. That's how God loved us. That's why he sent his son. Amen? So I gave you all that faith key, and it was a major, major key last week. And then God showed us real time how that operated, how faith operated. We had my brother that came in here. He was a little late, but he pressed his way. And God wanted me to see that because he was really sick, and he called me and told me he was going to the hospital. And he said his heart, he was having problems. His heart was like racing. He was having shortness of breath. His feet were swelling up. And I said, well, man, get to the hospital. But you know what he did? He said, no, I got to go to your service first. Then I'm going to go to the hospital. And I was like, what kind of faith is that? But that's what God is looking for. God is looking for faith. The currency in heaven, people of God, is not money. They don't use money in heaven. The currency in heaven is faith. He's always looking for faith. When Jesus walked, he was always just looking for faith. Who gonna really believe? It said where he didn't find it, he couldn't even do nothing. It said in his hometown, he did very little works. But yet and still, he walked all the way around the world, healing the sick, giving sight to the blind, raising up the dead. Why? Because they believed he can do it. Amen. So I told you the number one thing with running with God is you got to be faithful. You know, faithfully, we get so sloppy with God, saints. We really do. We come when we want to, and we put everything in front of them. Oh, I can't go because of this. I can't go because of that. This happened. Now, you got to have in your spirit, if you really want to see God do something mighty in your life, just be faithful. Just be faithful. Watch. Try it. Just say, I'm going to be on time with God. When I get up in the morning, I'm going to give him the first part of my day. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to read the scripture wherever he leads me. That's what I do first. Put him first and watch what happens. Your entire life will change. Amen. I got to get that into you all spirit. Because if you get that one piece right, all it is one. All Adam had to do was one thing. Amen. He didn't have a lot to do. He had the power of everything right at his feet, just like we got. He had to do one thing. What? Don't eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That was it, right? That was the only one thing he had to do. He just could not eat from, and he failed. Amen. You all only really got one thing. Just be faithful. He said he's a rewarder for those that diligently seek him. That means you can't just hit or miss. You know, you heard of these one-hit wonders. They just make that one hit and you never see them again. That's not what God's looking for. You have to be faithful with God. And that's a major key. Amen? I'm going to give you another major key today. You know, it's like the do's and the don'ts, the haves and the have-nots. You all know about that? Well, today I'm going to give you a don't. Last week I gave you a do key. You got to have faith. But today I'm going to give you a don't key, what you want, what you need not to do in order to not hinder your walk with God. Because your faith can be way up here. But this key I'm going to give you today, if you're not doing this one, then you hinder the walk with God. You tie him up. You tie his hands up. Amen. This is a very, very important key. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Anybody just really want to be free? I'm serious. You just want to be free. Because Adam sold us out. He sold us into sin, right? But Jesus came and he delivered us, right? He freed us. Amen? And so if you really, really want to be free, this what I'm about to give you, you know, if you receive it with gladness, you'll be free. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Before I give you this key, though, I gotta tell you this story, and it's a true story, too. It was, this happened way back when, many years ago, when I called myself bipolar with God, spiritually, because I was bipolar with God. I was spiritually bipolar, Say, what does that mean? How can you be spiritually bipolar, right? Spiritually bipolar means I was doing what God was telling me to do, and then I was doing what my flesh was telling me to do. Amen? That's bipolar. Amen? And that will lead you right back to the slavery position. That's how we become slaves. You know, got to do certain things, got to work certain jobs, got to be in certain positions, you know, because we're slaves. God wants us to be free. Amen? You want to be free, okay? And so this particular night, I couldn't go to sleep. And I just kept tossing and turning. I couldn't sleep, right? And so I was just trying to think of something to put me to sleep. And all of a sudden, I just begin to forgive everybody that I knew. I don't know where this came from. I just said, I'm just going to forgive everybody. And I began to do that. And it was like, you know, some things that I definitely knew about. I had sold a lady a car. She never paid me all the money, you know. And I was like, I cleaned it up for her. I made sure all the tires were good. I just did everything. And she didn't pay me, you know. And I was like, that's just wrong. But I'm releasing that, Lord. I'm letting that go now. I don't even want to hold that, hinder that. That's over. And then I just started thinking of all kind of things. It was a girl. I went way back. It was a girl, one of my sister's friends. They were jumping rope. She hit me in the face with the rope because I kept bothering her. You know, I'm jumping in. I'm bothering them. And she hit me. And I didn't know I was holding that, but that just came to my mind. So I released it. I'm like, Lord, I let that go. And I just, everything that came to my mind that night, I let it go. Amen. And then I asked God, I said, Lord, if I'm holding anything that I don't even know about, help me with that. Help me to let that go, Lord. If I got some anger, some art against a man that I don't even know that I'm holding it, but it's in me, please take it away. And then I fell asleep. Amen. So the next morning when I woke up, have you all ever got that kind of sleep where it's just, you wake up and it's like, you just feel like, you're awesome. You feel like, I got all the sleep I need. I could just do anything today. I just feel energetic, ready to go. You know, not when you wake up and you're like, okay, let me get a cup of coffee or whatever it gets you going. You know, I didn't feel like, I just felt super energetic. And I'm like, man, I got so much energy today. Man, I just felt, and this is when it's like the sun was shining in the room, and it's just like it was just beautiful. And then, because I had forgot about what I did the night before, you know, you do things tonight, that's over. I forgot I even done that. And then later on during that day, I mean, it was just, I felt so free. I felt so light. And then later on, I was like, last night, you forgave everybody. I didn't even realize that. It just hit me. You forgave everybody. And, you know, and this is what come out of that, you know, because it was like the most wonderful sleep you can ever have. Amen. And I mean, it was just so awesome. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. So I want you all to know that the one thing that can hinder your walk with God is if you don't forgive. Amen. Because, you know, at the end of the day, why is that principle so important? Because if you don't forgive, he can't forgive you. Amen. And unless you perfect, now if you perfect, you don't have to do it. But I need to be forgiven. Amen. And if you got some issues, you want God to forgive you. You really do. You don't want him to hold that against you. And so his principle is clear. You got to forgive so he can forgive you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So you can't hold anything. Another real big important thing is if you do, let's say you hold something against someone. Amen. He tells you to forgive because it's really not for them. So you're thinking, I'm letting them get away with something. They're going to get away with something. But forgiveness is not for them. Forgiveness is for you. See, that's eating you up. That's hindering your walk with God. They walking around still doing the same thing. And you all ate up trying to get revenge. Oh, I'm going to get them. Oh, I can't stand them. Oh, I'm never doing nothing for them. Oh, and you're hindering your blessings. Amen. And that's the position you don't want. Your faith is way up here, and yet things are not happening. Your prayers are not being answered, and you're wondering, why is my prayers not being answered? The Lord's supposed to give me what I asked for. He said he would. And it's only because he can't forgive you. Amen? Okay. Turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 6. Thank you, Lord. Matthew chapter 6. Jesus was talking to his disciples right before this, and they were asking Jesus to teach them how to pray. How do we pray, Lord? What should we be praying for? How should we pray? Amen. And then verse 9 says this. It says, after this manner, therefore, pray ye. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So Jesus was showing them how to pray, right? Paula read that scripture to us. Now we're hearing it again, right? So what does the Bible say? Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. That's how the word gets established, right? So now let's look at verse 12 again. He's teaching them how to pray. Because he wants them to effectively speak with God. God hear them and give them their petition, whatever they're praying for. But he wants it to be in the will of God. So he says in verse 12, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Okay? There's two things going on. It says, you ask the Lord, forgive us for our debts, Lord. But look how we complete it. And I'm going to forgive whoever I owe. Amen. Please forgive me for what for my debts, what I owe. And I'm going to let everybody who owe, I'm going to forgive them too, who I owe. That's how you complete that. Amen. Look at this. Watch this. Verse 14 went on to say, for if we forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Amen. But if we forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. Amen. You got to get that one right there, saints. Because God wants to do something very powerful in here. He really does. And we're going to be doing some things. But before we can go out there and get things right, we got to be right. Amen. We have to be right. Amen. So please do this one. You know, this is your homework tonight. Before you go to bed, anytime you want to do it today, but before your head hit that pillow, let it all go. Amen. If you're holding anything against anybody, your mom, your dad, your wife, your kids, anybody, your boss, let it go. Let it go tonight. Amen. Because if you see what happens, let me just give you this real powerful revelation. I'm going to show you something. What happens when you don't, when you want to hold something, because it seemed right to us, don't it? Don't it seem right? But they harmed me. They offended me. They did this to me. I'm not going to never forgive them. Don't we feel like that? We feel like because we hurt. Amen. But what happens is when you do that, when you put yourself in that position like, I'm never going to forgive them. You're putting yourself ahead of Jesus Christ. You're putting yourself ahead of God's Son. You're saying, hey, I'm better than Christ, who died and took all this sin and reproach off of us. You're saying, I'm better than that. I don't have to, because what was they doing? When they was killing Jesus, they didn't kill you, right? You here telling the story. When you telling me, hey, you know what, I ain't going to never forgive me. You here to tell the story. They was killing him. And what did he say? Forgive them, Father. They didn't know what they was doing. He said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And they don't know what they're doing when they messing with y'all. You didn't receive Christ. You a child of the King, okay? You got God dwelling inside of you, and then they trying to harm you. They're trying to do. They don't know it. They don't know. You gotta let it. You gotta say, "Forgive them, Lord." They don't know what they're doing. They don't even know what they're doing right now. Just forgive them, and then walk in your victory. Amen. You got to do it, saints of God. A powerful principle. Turn in your Bible. Let's go to, we're in Matthew, right? All right, we're going to go to Matthew 18. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. We're going to Matthew 18. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to give you all another key. I'm going to give you all an extra key today. Just for coming out. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to give you something extra, okay? All right, check this out. Last week, we were talking about faith, right? And the young man that the school has to open the doors and to turn the lights on and to turn the heat on for us and all that, he was in the service. Now, he didn't have to be in the service, right? But he was sitting back there, and I saw he was, like, totally into it. I'm like, nah, this guy, he don't have to be here. But he was totally into it. And he even came up and gave an offering. And I was like, wow. And that's what God was showing me, faith. I was like, what kind of faith is this dude? All he was supposed to do was come and turn the lights on. And he was in the service and came and gave an offering. Then he signaled me at the end, because it went over, because, you know, a lot of things went on. We had, it was first Sunday, so we had communion. Then my pastor wanted to do a ceremony for me, and there's a lot going on, right? So, you know, so I thought he was signaling me, telling me, hey, you're going over now. It's supposed to end at a certain time. But when I went to talk to him, he was asking for prayer. He said, Pastor, could you just pray for me? He said, you know, there's some certain things going on, and I really need your prayers. And I'm like, sure, you know. So I had gotten, when he told me what the matter was, I got all the other pastors together to really pray for him, pray a hedge of protection around him. Amen. And we did all that. And then, so, you know, it's almost 1 o'clock. Now we're an hour over. So I wanted to do something. I just wanted to bless him. So I had $20 in my pocket. I said, hey, I'm going to give you this. I want to bless you. I really do. And he didn't want to receive it. I said, wait. No. Here, I insisted. You got to take this. Here's the key for you all right here. If somebody wants to bless you, please don't stop them. Don't ever stop anyone from blessing you, okay? Because when you do that, you mess up your blessing and their blessing, amen? Because to be on the principle, give and it shall be given unto you, amen? So don't ever, ever, ever stop anyone. When somebody want to bless you, you know what you say? Thank you. Thank you. And then give them, God bless you. Thank you. Amen. Please, please, please get that in your spirit. Amen. Because many blessings are going to come. We're blessed to do what? To be a blessing. We're blessed. God blessed us to be a blessing. Amen. So, you know, saints of God, we're nice. We got Christ dwelling in us. We want to do the right thing. And we know how to give. But nobody's teaching us how to receive. See, it's two parts. It's giving and receiving. Amen. And you got to do them both. Amen. When God tell you to give something, your faith is way up here. He's going to tell you to give some big stuff. I know he told me to give cars. And this. When he tell you to do that, your faith got to be way up here. You do it. And then when it's time to receive, you do that. Amen. Remember that. Y'all got that one? That's a key right there. Amen. Okay. Oh, I just wanted to give you that. I wanted to really bless you. All right. We're back in forgiveness, right? So let's do, let's let this thing go and do what it's doing. Give it its opportunity. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just praise God right now. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise the Lord, saints. Thank you, Jesus. Let's just give God some praise. Drown out that nonsense, right? That's what happened. When nonsense comes about, when Satan want to jump up and rear his ugly head, what do? Praise God. I say, oh, you want to act like, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. Then he'll run away. He'll stop. Oh, Lord, that's another key. Amen. All right, you all in Matthew 18. We on forgiveness, right? That's what we on? Okay. Matthew 18 says this. Verse 1. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter the kingdom of heaven. Wow. So he's saying we got to be what? Converted. First we got to be converted and then be like children. Why? Why in order to enter the kingdom of God, we got to be like children? I'm going to give you one example. Watch this. Your kids can be outside just fighting, acting up, amen, mad at each other. They can take each other's toys. They can do all kind of stuff. They can say, leave me alone. I'm not going to play with you no more. And then 15 minutes, what they doing? Back outside playing. Amen. Why? They didn't forgive each other. They didn't forgave each other. They went back outside to play now. That's why we got to be like, we got to forgive. We got to let it go if we want to enter the kingdom of heaven. And I know I do. Amen. I can't wait. Well, I'm not going to say that. I can wait. Because I want to be about the business of my Father's kingdom down here. And it's really glory to glory. It's down here and up there. Amen. So I want everything that the Lord has for me, every assignment, I want to get it done. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I want to make that clear with you, Father. It's a pleasure to serve you, and it's a privilege, and I want to get it all done in you, and I'm in you, and you're in me, and that's everything. Amen. Okay. All right, so verse 4 says this. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. So what does it take to get in the kingdom of heaven? We saw that a couple of times. That's our mouth of two or three witnesses. One thing, you got to be humble, right? You got to humble yourself. That's really a major key. You know, when we jump and get on our high horse, we out of position. We got to be humble. Amen. That's how you're going to forgive. Because when you're on that high horse, you ain't never going to forgive nobody. I'm right. You want to be right. We all want to be right. I was right. You was wrong. I'm not forgiving you. I don't care what you say. You know you did me wrong. You know it. I can't forgive you. I can't do it. See what happens when we get on that high horse? But when you humble yourself, Lord, forgive them, for they don't know what they've done. They don't know who they're fooling with. They don't know. Please forgive them, Lord. And then you keep moving. Amen. Then he forgives you. All that stuff that you may done that you didn't know you did, or even the things you did, you knew you done, God gonna forgive you for them. Amen. He has to work the principle. All right, verse 5 says this, and whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hang from his neck, about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Listen to this. It says, woe unto the world because of offenses. For it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to that man by whom the offense cometh. You all hear that? He say offenses is going to come, but we just don't want to be the one to bring them. Amen. He say, woe unto the one that bring them. They going to come. He said, they coming, but just don't be the one to bring the offense. Amen. So we got to be humble, right? All right, let's go to verse 8. It says, wherefore, if thy hand or foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into the everlasting fire. And if thy eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. So you know what it's saying? It's showing you the severity of the offenses. It's showing it to you. You know, because it's not literally saying, hey, pluck your eye out, cut your foot off. But you know what it's really saying? Whatever's offending you, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Amen. Don't live with it. Get rid of it. Amen. And you know one major way to get rid of it? Forgive them. That's how you get rid of them. If you don't forgive them, they still in your head rent free. They in there. They living in there. Because you're thinking about it. Every time you think about them, it spoils your day. Amen. So you got to forgive them. And when you forgive them, do this other part. Begin to pray for them. See, that's a tough one. Forgive them and then say, Lord, bless them. Show them, Lord, like you had to show me. I was hard-headed just like that, Lord. I thought I was right just like them, Lord. But you was patient with me, Lord. Be patient with them, Lord. Show them, Lord, and then he'll do it. You all in the will of God when you do that. Amen. Verse 10 says this, take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. Amen. He want to save them. How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep and one of them gone astray, do if he leave the 99 and go up into the mountains and seek if that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more of that sheep than of the 99 that went not astray. That's a powerful principle. You see what he's saying here? The Lord cares about all of us. Amen. He loves us. He don't want one to perish, but every one of us to come to repentance. That's the thing. So he's saying, I'll leave 99 to run and get you, to bring you back into the fold, and then I'll rejoice over you. That's a powerful principle. That's the love of God right there. We know he loves us. He gave us his Son, right? There's no doubt he loves us. Amen. Verse 14 says this, even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his faults between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. Oh, he's giving you a formula now. But if he will not hear thee, then take thee with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. There it goes. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it unto the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as an heathen man and a publican. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth, what? Shall be bound in heaven. I told you all this last week, right? And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So watch what you bind and watch what you loose. And again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. You all got the formula now. You know, when y'all want to come together and touch and agree on something and get it done, make sure you let go all that anger. We don't owe man anything but one thing. What is that? Love them. He says, owe man nothing but to love them. Amen. I confess that every day. I want a debt-free home. I want a debt-free life. I just want to owe you all love. And then I want to fulfill that debt. I want to overlove you all. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Then came Peter to him, verse 21, and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Seven times? Now he's asking, Lord, how many times I got to keep forgiving him? Huh? Seven times till I do it like that. Would that be enough for you, Lord? Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Amen. God is a multiplier too. You all know that, right? God be multiplier. That's why he wants two of us. He always wants two, you know, because one times anything is the same thing. But two, look at the principle. One could do 1,000, but how many demons could two put to flight? 10,000. God is a multiplier. Amen. Verse 23 said, therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servants. Okay, now he's getting ready to give you an earthly illustration of a heavenly truth. Here's the parable, verse 24. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. But for as much as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife, and his children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. Amen. The servant therefore fell down and worshiped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. Verse 28, but the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, I will pay thee. Look at the same concept. And he would not. He didn't want to have patience with him, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. Verse 31. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after he had called him, said unto him, O thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all thy debt because thou desired me. Shouldest not thou also have compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. Thank you, Lord. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgave not everyone his brothers their trespasses. Amen. There it is, people of God. Straight from the word of God, you got to forgive. Huh? When we get out here, we're going to meet some folks. We're going to deal with some things, and we got to let everything go. Amen. We got to let it go. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, thank you for that principle, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, we heard the word. We don't want to be hearers only, but we want to be doers, Lord. You all know the homework assignment is before your bed, your head hit the pillow tonight, y'all going to let how much of it go? All of it. All of it. Let it all go. And you're probably going to do what I did and just forget. You're going to wake up tomorrow and be, ooh, I got it. I got it. And then realize, wait a minute. I forget. I let it all go. It's going to lighten you. Ooh, you're going to hear God clearly. Amen. That's the position, saints. Oh, Lord, I'm ready to do some mighty major things for God, but I know everything with me got to be right. Amen. And the same with you all.